You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. The news today is that 4.4 million more people signed up for unemployment benefits in the last week, bringing to 26 million the total number of laid-off people turning to states for this help in just 5 weeks. Diane Swonk is the chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton. Morning.
Good morning.
Does this look true to you that now we can say with this data that all the jobs of the long economic expansion have now been wiped out?
Sadly, yes. Not only have they all been wiped out, we've probably even gone before the peak that we saw previous to the expansion in terms of wiping out the jobs. I think this is really stunning in terms of, you know, this is also an undercount of how many people are actually unemployed out there, and that's really stunning, and underemployed as well.
And as you look through all this data from the different states, you see signs that higher wage positions are also being increasingly affected?
There's nowhere to hide, and that has been the case, is after the first initial weeks, we saw the spread into other categories and higher wage jobs. The more and more we get into these, the deeper to the bone it's cutting, and that's important as well, is that there really isn't an escape for anyone out there from the COVID-19 crisis.
And what were you telling me, that when the states turn this data over to the feds, there's a little box they can fill out to explain how come the unemployment claims are so high, and what have they been saying?
The overwhelming majority of states have now gone from saying which industries and COVID-19 to no comment.
Yeah, meaning it's clear what's going on here. We don't have to explain it to you. Diane Swonk at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton, chief economist there. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.